From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a hospital complex in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta Monday killed more than 60 people and wounded at least 160 others, according to witnesses and police. Hospital officials say that more than two dozen of those wounded are in critical condition and fear the death toll could rise. Most of those victims are lawyers. The blast occurred shortly after dozens of lawyers gathered in Quetta Civil Hospital to protest and to mourn the killing of their provincial bar association's president and the early morning drive-by shooting of unknown gunmen. A splinter faction of the extremist Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for both the killing of the Bar Association president and the subsequent deadly bombing. Unknown armed men have kidnapped two foreigners thought to be a U.S. citizen and an Australian in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The two are believed to be employees of the American University of Afghanistan. A local police official in the area who requested anonymity told VOA's Afghan service that men disguised in National Security Forces uniforms, kidnapped the foreigner Sunday night. The U.S. State Department said in a statement that it is aware of reports of a U.S. citizen kidnapped in Kabul, but did not provide any more information. The fight for Syria's northern city of Aleppo intensified, with opposition groups pledging to pour in more fighters and fully capture the area, while pro-government forces have responded to rebel gains with more airstrikes. The push comes after rebels broke through a three-week government siege of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the UN estimates that 250,000 people are trapped in Aleppo. VOA News.